So recently I caught up with an old friend and she was telling me that she got divorced. And I was so surprised because her and her husband were such a cute couple and they had been together for 11 years. So I asked her, like, what happened? I figured something bad happened. She's like, honestly, I was just bored. Like, my husband, all he did was work. I was a stay-at-home mom. We had 3 kids, and I just got lonely and bored. And she had other friends that had, you know, boyfriends, or, like, they had just got married, and they were always going out, always going on vacation, always partying, like, going to the club, going to the bar, hanging out with friends, and they had did none of that. And when she would bring it up to her husband would always tell her, like, I gotta work. Like, you know, they had a big house. They had nice things. Like, he was just trying to work. So they ended up getting divorced, and now, you know, she's single, she lives alone, she's working, and she's dating. So then I told her, oh, well, that must be exciting, like dating and stuff. And she's like, no, I can hate it. And I was like, why? And she's like, because all they want to do is just have fun. They just want to go to the club, they just want to go to the bar, they just want to hang out, have a good time, and then that's it. She said, no one wants to help me out. Like, I'm trying to find someone that's going to help take care of my kids. She's like, I just want someone to be a provider, not just a good time. So I was all like, well, wasn't that what your husband was doing? And she's like, I know, I know. And I guess now her ex-husband is dating someone, like, seriously. They have been divorced for a total of 3 years, and he has been dating this girl for 2 years. She has 2 kids, and they're already living together. She says that he's fully taking care of her. Like, the girl doesn't work, she's a stay-at-home mom, they haven't had any new kids, but they're planning on having kids. And she's pissed, because she's like, how can he move on so fast? Like, you know, I can't even find nobody, and he just found someone so quick, and he didn't even want to give us another try, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was so confused, because I was like, okay, so you divorced him because he was always working and you were bored. So now you're single, going out, having a good time, dating, but you don't like that. Now you want someone to take care of you, a provider. And your ex-husband, all he wanted to do was be a provider. That's why now he is dating someone who he has no problem providing for her and her kids. And she's pissed because she's like, why would he go and find someone who has kids? Like, he already has kids. Why would he want to take on that responsibility? And I'm like, wait, aren't you looking for someone to take on that?
This is a prime example of a woman making the mistake of leaving a man based on the 90-10 theory. If you guys don't know what the 90-10 theory is, it's where a man can have 90% of what a woman wants in a man, but she becomes so focused on the 10% that that man doesn't have that she breaks it off. She lets him go, even though he has 90% of what she wants. And look, when a woman does this, she is fully convinced that she can find a man with 100% of what she wants. And then she goes out into the dating pool and she tries to find a man with that 10%. She thinks initially that this is all that she really wants, and that is what she's focused on, until she starts cycling through these men, and what she finds is that they don't have all the 90% that her ex did. She finds out the hard way that men don't actually all have that 90% that her husband had. That's why she didn't appreciate it to begin with, because she thought that every man, or at least many men, had the same qualities as her husband. But you know, the 10% was lacking, and that's what she needed to find. Well, over time, she realizes that she made a mistake, that she should have appreciated that 90%. And as far as the 10% that was lacking, maybe she could have either, one, accepted it because she knew that the 90% made up for it, or two, she could have agreed with her husband to work on it. But with that, she needs to be open to taking some accountability for herself and her own actions, and potentially looking at changing some things that she does. This is such an important message for women to hear, because you cannot go back on it. Because what this man did is that he realized that he was missing out, right? That she may have only had 50% of what he wanted. And then what happened when she released him? He found somebody else. And I bet you anything that that woman, that next woman, appreciates everything about that man. But what really kind of stinks about his new relationship is that you can tell by how this friend is talking that his ex-wife is jealous. She is questioning why he ended up going for a woman that has kids and he is supporting her, and she is a stay-at-home mom, essentially. Newsflash, you You had that and you let it go. But if she doesn't take accountability for that, she doesn't realize that it was her loss, that she made the mistake, that is final. There's no going back. She is probably going to dislike that other woman that's going to be around her children for no reason other than she is getting to reap the benefits of being with that good man. So that is why this is a cautionary tale to all women.